May you be blessed by today's program as we lift our voices to declare, souls are crying, men are dying, we must do all we can at any cost to win the lost while there is still time and liberty. The message you will hear today, "Will the Real Christian Please Stand Up?" is a clarion call of the Holy Spirit, and it came forth under a heavy burning anointing. And I pray you will be touched by the same anointing as you hear this word of the Lord today. And I'll be back to tell you how to order our message, "Will the Real Christian Please Stand Up?"
I want to tell you this morning, Sister Sharon Ann Hardy Knox, I am not perfect, but I am authentic. I am real. Amen. Sometimes I make mistakes. Sometimes I don't always do it right. I'm not a perfect. I don't want you to ever think that for one moment. But I want to tell you I'm real. I'm going all the way with Jesus. I'm going to stand up for righteousness. Are you going to stand up? Are you a real Christian? I dare you today. Will the real Christians please stand up? Hallelujah. And say, I'm going to live right. I'm going to walk right. I'm going to let my light shine for Jesus. It all boils down to this, saints. Jesus said, "For this purpose came I into the world, that I might bear witness of the truth. And everyone that is of the truth hears my voice." I want you to bow your heads here this morning. You have heard the truth. You've heard the truth. I have not given you Sister Sharon's opinion. I have given you scores of scriptures, and there are many more I had that I didn't even get to because of time. I'm giving you the Word of God. It is the Word. This is what Jesus said. Amen. He said in the last days, mockers and scorners would come. And he said, many will be offended in me. He said, blessed are they who are not offended in me. Some people are offended because they're like Jesus said, the light is reproving them, and they don't want to give up their sin. Now, I don't know what that sin is. It may be something as ordinary as promiscuous sex or drugs or alcohol. You say ordinary, yes. That's the first thing we think of when we think of sin. We think of all those things. But your sin could be a proud heart. Your sin could be that you have rejected the truth of the Word of God. Your sin could be that you think more highly of yourself than you ought. And you think you stand pretty good. And he says, take heed lest you fall. Because he said, a proud heart and a proud look, I'll not suffer. He said, proud feet will stumble. God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. I said, he gives grace to the humble. And if you're here today and you're not a real Christian, maybe you've never even ever been a Christian. Maybe you think Christian means somebody who believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's not what a Christian is. The Bible says even the devils believe and tremble. I said even the devil, the demons believe that Jesus is the Son of God. In fact, they yelled out loud when he would walk into the synagogue. Oh, are you the Holy One of God? You come to torment us before our time. The devil knows that Jesus is the Son of God. That doesn't make you a Christian. I don't care if your mother baptized you. I don't care if they wrote your name in the church records. I don't care if your mother brought you, she was pregnant with you going to church, and then when you were born, she raised you in church. You've got to know Jesus Christ for yourself. God has no grandchildren. You're going to stand before the Lord. And woe unto those who knew the way of truth and erred from it. If you have never been a Christian, maybe you didn't ever got it. You didn't understand it before. But I'm telling you today, the Lord is calling you. He says, behold, I stand at the door of your heart and I'm knocking. And if you will open, I will come in. My Father will come in. And we will have fellowship with you. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what your past is. I don't care what sins you've gotten yourselves involved in. I want you to know the blood of Jesus is able to cleanse you from all sin and all unrighteousness. If you want to be saved today, and no one's looking around, but God is looking. If you want to be saved today, let me see your hand.
Are you willing to say, I want to be saved? I see those hands. And more importantly, God sees those hands. Now, there's others of you, you've been in church, but you don't live right. You keep falling into a double life. It's time to make up your mind, to get in and go all the way. As long as you've got half of your heart in the world, you will never, ever be able to live the godly life. Jesus said, no man can serve two masters. He will love one and hate the other. He will cling to one and despise the other. You're going to have to make up your mind. If you want Jesus, you're going to let go of the world. You're going to let go of those things. You're going to let go of your illicit love affair. You're going to let go of that secret sin to pornography. You're going to let go of that secret sin of drugs and alcohol. You're going to let go. You're going to get rid of that bad temper that keeps making you curse and then that shoots your testimony to bits. You're going to get rid of all that. You're going to say, I want to be delivered, because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I'm not going to ask you to lift your hand and say, I've been a hypocrite. I'm not going to do that. I'm not here to shame or humiliate anybody. But you know, if you haven't been living and walking right, and today is a turning point. Today is the day when God wants to turn it around. God is saying in this wicked and perverse and crooked generation, listen to the words of Jesus. He said, if you are ashamed of me in front of this wicked and perverse and crooked generation, I will be ashamed of you in front of my Father and the holy angels. He said, if you deny me in front of this wicked and perverse crooked generation, I will deny you. I will say, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye worker of iniquity. You don't want that to be your eternal consequence. Then you need to get right with God. Some of you, the Lord's talking to you. You know that you've had one foot in the church and one foot in the world, and you're just trying to walk the tightrope, and you're just trying to make it all work. But sometimes guilt gets on you so bad you can't hardly stand it. But you always conveniently stifle it and push it away. But the Lord is saying, today is the day. It's time to get right. Make a decision. You have to make up a decision. If God is God, let him be God. If the God of this world is God, if Baal is God, if Satan, the God of this world, and make no mistake, if you're in the world, then Satan's your God, because he's the God of this world. If that's the God you want, then you're going to be enslaved to him. But the Lord is saying, today is the day for you to get right and get free. And if you want to come up here today, whether it's to be saved for the first time, or whether it's to get back to the Lord, or whether it's to get delivered from something that seems to keep pulling you down, I want you not to hesitate. I want you to say, I want to be a real Christian. I'm ready to stand up. I'm ready to come forward. I'm ready to come forward and make a public confession. I want to be a real Christian. Will you come right now? Come on, if you raised your hand, you need to come up here. If you didn't raise your hand, but God is talking to you, you need to come up here. If you need to be set free from some habit of the flesh, if you've been bound by something and you want to get set free, come on. It's time to get up here. If you're ready to serve the Lord, it's time to get up here. If you're ready to be a real Christian, hallelujah, come on up here. You know what? I love the way these ladies did. I didn't tell them to stand like this. Normally, people put their back to the audience and look up there, but they're ready. They'll say, I'm not ashamed. I'm ready to stand up. I'm ready to stand up. Hallelujah. Oh, now you can turn around this way and look this way. You can turn around and look this way. Anybody else? Come on, there's more of you out there. God is talking to you today. Oh, don't harden your heart. Don't say not today. This is the day of salvation. This is the acceptable time. Oh, the Holy Ghost is hovering. The Holy Ghost is moving. Oh, have your way, Holy Ghost. Come on, let the Holy Ghost have his way. He wants to speak to your heart today. He's speaking. He's knocking. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. It's time to get right with God. It's time to get right with God. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to pray with these. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation. And if you're sitting out there in the pew and you didn't come up here, but you know God is talking to you, you need to pray this prayer. And then I'm going to ask the young people, because I heard last night they had a powerful,
yes,
powerful youth service.
Amen.
Everybody was highly anointed and God moved greatly. And I tell you, that just thrills my heart.
Amen.
And I want the young people to come up next and stand across the front. Because let me tell you, young people, the devil is so mad, he is ready to have a fit. And he's going to try to come after you. But you say, Sister Sharon, when I go back to school, when I go back to college, when I go back to work, when I go back home, wherever I go, I'm going to stand up and be a real Christian. Come on up here, young people. Come on up here. Come on up here. We're going to pray ahead. We're going to pray ahead to protection around you. Amen. We're going to pray a prayer of protection around these young people. Because the devil don't like it. He doesn't like what God's doing in you. And he's going to try to come after you. But I believe he's too late.
Amen.
How many say, Sister Sharon, my mind is made up.
Hallelujah.
My mind is made up. I'm going all the way.
Yeah.
Isn't this beautiful? All right, let's pray. Everyone pray this sinner prayer together with these that are up here. Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I come to you today.
I come to you today
to say I am a sinner.
To say I am a sinner.
A great sinner.
A great.
But you are a great Savior.
You are a great Savior.
And I ask you to save me today.
And I ask you to save
me. To cleanse me today.
To cleanse me today.
From all my sin.
From all my
from
sin.
All my filthiness.
From all my filthiness.
And deliver me.
And deliver
from
me.
All my habits.
From all
and
my
all
habits.
The power of the devil.
And all the power of
set
the
me free.
Set me free.
And fill me with your spirit.
And fill me with
and
your
fill
spirit.
Me with your power.
And fill me with your power.
Give me a hunger for your word.
Give me a hunger
for and
your
I I will serve you.
And I will,
and I will live for you.
And I will, live
and I will stand up.
And I will, stand
and I
up.
Will be a real Christian.
And I will be a
and
real
I will
Christian.
Not be ashamed.
And I will not be ashamed.
I confess you as my
I
Savior.
I confess you as my
I
Savior.
Confess you as my Lord.
And I confess you as
and
my
I'm
Lord.
Your child today.
And I'm your child.
Thank
today.
You for saving me.
Thank you.
Amen. What a sin-busting, devil-chasing message. Will the real Christian please stand up? It's time for everyone who names the name of the Lord to depart from iniquity. If you're not living right, don't call yourself a Christian and get out of the church until you're ready to walk the talk. It's time for Christian celebrities to lay down their titles and take up their towels of humility and wash the feet of the saints and serve the body of Christ. It's time for the righteous of this generation who stand in God's holy hill behind the pulpits and lecterns of Christianity to purify their hearts and cleanse their hands. And it's time for all of us to prepare ourselves for the onslaught of religious, especially anti-Christian persecution that is being unleashed in our nation and will only increase as perilous times are here. If you are stirred by this clarion call of the Holy Spirit and you want to hear this message again and or share it with others, request offer number SK162 and send a love gift of $10 or more to support this radio ministry and help us keep the message, messages like this, will the real Christian please stand up, on the air. Send $10 or more to R.G. Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203, and request offer number SK162. Or if you prefer, go online and order at www.rghardy.org. That's rghardy.org. Remember, your love gift will help to keep messages like this on the radio. So order your copy today. Until next time, God bless you and Maranatha.